You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's American Idol After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's American Idol After Show.
This is, okay, I'm not doing the writing, but you know what? Mark almost walked out of the studio right now.
Yep, I was done.
This is how hot tonight's show is, because we all know that Bing is for doing, and what are we doing? We're doing another after show for AfterBuzz TV. This is American Idol Season 11, Episode 37.
Wow.
Yes, this hasn't taken 4 months out of our lives, not at all. But we do it because we love it.
This is just one season.
Yes, just one. Yeah. Hey guys, I'm JC, and joined always by my partner in crime, Mr. Mark Allen.
Good evening, good evening, good evening.
What is up, brother?
Man, I was so happy tonight that we had, you know, three great artists, number one, but they each had three songs. So yes. no more duets, no more, you know,
yes.
It was down to good, great music, and they all came through.
Literally, there's so much tonight. Like you said, no duets, none of that. Filler.
It wasn't bad. Yeah, no filler.
And even
more
though,
Philip.
Yeah, and we'll get to that in a minute. And, of course, we also got to say hi to the guy running our board. What is up, Ronnie Jr., buddy? What's going on?
Good morning. Good evening. I'm here with Marissa also. Ooh. You know, Marissa does a whole lot at AfterBuzz. And she's also going to be shouting out and communicating with the AfterBuzz chat room. So
nice.
We're trying to make it interactive because at the end of the day, this show is down to, you know, the last couple. Is it three contestants?
We're down to the last three, man.
Yeah, so it's kind of a big deal. You know, there's this thing out there called American Idol Nation. So I mean,
I've heard of that.
We got to give back to the nation.
Okay, I thought it was cool.
Created by the leader.
I don't think I create. I'm sure there's tons of like Twitter handles saying Idol Nation.
No, you created it.
All right,
I'm just a follower though.
Hey, and also, well, you know who I got it from. I didn't get it from iTunes, but I got it from the chat roll. I want to say what's up to Watchtower Base, to everyone out there, chat roll. What's up, guys? We can't do the show without you guys. If you guys have questions for us, make sure, you know, hit Ronnie up and he may read some. If we have time at the end, we'll answer some of your pertinent Idol and AfterBuzz questions. And also, we mustn't forget, we have a special guest calling in a little bit later. It's Kat Munsell from Zabbisearch.com. Zabbisearch, they're the ones we've kind of had a thing going all season with them. They're the predictors, according to social media, on who's going home and who's staying.
Right. So, we were by the book with them for a while.
Yes.
And then we got off track, but they're back on track.
Very much so. They called it last week, how Philip being in the bottom two.
Yeah.
You know, and that takes us to the recap, actually. Philip and Holly being in the bottom two last week, and Philip had never been in the bottom two.
Never. So, I mean, it just makes you think. I mean, at this point, everybody's so great that you never know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be by chance that someone goes home, you know. And I think it was an obvious, you know, departing of Holly. So that was okay. Mm-hmm. But the fact that Philip was in there, I didn't expect it. And Zabbisearch kind of gave me some trouble because of it.
Mm-hmm.
But we will talk about that later.
Definitely. They got us. I think it's going to be man versus machine because they use computers and stuff. But
yeah.
We've got brains, and we're going to use it. So we're going to go up against them and see who gets the finalists right.
That's
for
right.
Tonight. All right, so let's jump in. Well, actually, I don't know if you want to talk anything about it. It was Holly. You know, Holly was the one that got eliminated. And
right. She was coming in strong in her last few weeks, but you know what? It just wasn't enough. There was a couple things missing in her, whether it was her image or, you know, just her personality with people watching. And there's one fact is that she was a great singer. and she has a bright future, and we look forward to hearing a lot of her stuff. So
definitely more seasoning, and I mean, Holly's ready, because as Randy would say, I think she wants to win it. Yeah, sorry,
and I mean, everybody wants to, but not everybody can. So
right, so
everybody's a winner.
There we go, because we care. All right, let's get into tonight's show. Okay, overall, I think we're under the same impression. Just what did you think about tonight?
Overall, it was amazing. We had some moments. Tonight is a night that you need to have a moment, because you need to connect with the fans, the people watching, not only in the people that are at the show, but also at home. And sometimes you need to be there to have that moment. But tonight, they went off. So I mean, there was a couple performances that were just okay, and they were kind of mediocre for who they are and what they've done. But there were some awesome performances as well. So,
and I loved how they broke it down to, you know, it was the judge's choice, and then their personal choice, the actual idol, they got to pick their song, and then lastly, Jimmy got to pick. Who do you think did the best out of the three? The judges, Jimmy, or the contestants themselves on their songs?
It was so powerful at the end. I'm going to have to give it to Jimmy, but the judges did very well as well.
Think so? Okay.
Yeah, what about you? What do you think?
I agree with Jimmy. I think he even knew the contestants better than they knew themselves.
Yeah.
For me, I thought he was spot on his choices on all three of them. They were brilliant. They were strategic. Mm-hmm. You can tell that he thought of it in many layers.
Yeah.
For me, the people I think I liked the least were the judges' choices.
Yeah, really?
So it's a slight difference in opinion. But
and it's so hard. I mean, they have to learn three songs this week.
Right.
I mean, I think they might have known some of them. I don't know if they knew them all the way through. But who do you think it was hardest for to learn all three songs? I mean, Philip had to learn two on guitar, which is kind of hard.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, so who do you think it was hardest for to learn them all? And who do you think it was harder for to pick a song for themselves?
Okay, I think the hardest challenge was for Jessica, because she had to take on Mariah Carey, and while we were watching, I told you that's one of my all-time favorite songs by Mariah.
Right, and you called that one.
I didn't call the song.
Well, you didn't call the song, but it was like, because you're like, oh, it's going to be a big song. What were they talking about? They wanted her to sing a ballad, and you're like, maybe Mariah? And they're like, Mariah Carey.
And I was like, damn. Yeah.
Well, Zaba search that. No, I'm just kidding.
Don't worry, Kat's going to call in and regulate us in a few minutes. But let's get into the judges' songs. Let's say, like, Joshua sang Etta James. How'd you feel about that one?
He makes it so effortless. Like, his sick runs that he was doing, I thought it was solid performance throughout. He barely moved throughout the stage, mm-hmm. which sometimes is a good thing. And he just, it seems like a very upscale performance. He had that old microphone kind of just gripping it up, which he can pull off. And I think it fits his style. He looked cool. I don't know. I mean, he had like the vest going. I think you guys are wearing the same gray vest. You just missed a little bit of the red and the black, which
I left the pocket square at home. Actually, I really wanted to wear a pocket square tonight, but I thought it'd be a little overkill.
I know I'm kind of jumping in, but while we're talking about vests and how to purchase vests, I don't know, JC, tell me where you got that vest. I mean, how'd you make that happen, man?
Actually, this vest was through Mango, and how I bought it. Actually, I bought it online, and I went through Amazon. And what I do is, instead of going to Amazon, I'll go to AfterBuzz.tv.com and click on the banner Amazon, and it'll take me straight there. So in a way, actually, we get a little bit of a kickback. So I'm buying a cool vest, and we're helping out. We'll help them keep the lights on.
Yeah, does it cost any more to do it that way?
Absolutely not.
Oh, interesting. So,
thank you.
I mean, I like that idea, because I'm over here wearing like free promotional shirts and stuff, and it's like I want to step it up. So I think if I get my vest, or when I get my vest, that's how I'll do it. So
just
thanks for shedding that knowledge, man. I mean, that's just insane Idol Nation news.
Thank you for the Idol Nation plug. It's funny, we're talking about the clothes. I wonder, do they get to keep those clothes? I don't think so, but because I saw Josh, I was like, man, I loved what he was wearing.
Yeah.
I think actually,
it was dope. Yeah, it was dope.
Well, no, I think he was wearing, wasn't he wearing like a charcoal blazer?
And I think that is the best part too, when they get to step their look. I'm sorry, I'm just like imposing on the show.
No.
But because especially, like, I have no musical talent, but if I was a singer, I would like to be on the show, because I don't mind dressing up. It's just not what I do on a regular basis. I don't get into it. Mm-hmm. But man, how cool must that make you feel? You know, you're singing three songs, you're in the final three, you're going back to your household, you know, your hometown. Like, all of that, I mean, that's just insane. insane to me. Like, this is why Idol gets so good towards the last couple weeks, I think.
Really?
And Jennifer Lopez is, you know, the judge, and she can never do wrong.
Uh-oh. Well, see, Ronnie, you're a big J-Lo fan, so I may have some disheartening news towards the end of the show. So stick around for that. I'll tease it for later, but yeah, so...
Josh was in the zone. There was nothing wrong with that song. I'm not sure he had a moment on stage, but it was a strong, strong, strong performance.
I thought it was understated, and which is good because it's nice to see that level in Josh and Joshua. And you know, we know he can blow it out. He can set houses on fire just with his voice.
Yeah.
He's like a fire starter. But it was neat seeing that other side of him. But I kind of wish the judges would have picked something a little more modern for him. I know he's a throwback. We all know he's a throwback. But right now, I think the judges need to pick songs that are going to put them in position to win.
Yeah.
And don't even look at the whole season. Look at right now and give them the best shot in winning. And that's what I thought Jimmy did the best.
Yeah, I think so, too. I can see that.
So, well, what about a second song? What'd you think of? Well, let's go to the hometown.
Yeah.
All right, who do you think won the hometown battle? Who had the coolest hometown out of the three?
Let's see. Coolest in what way coolest?
Just the energy, the vibe. Like after you
not the weather.
No, not the weather.
No, I think I don't know. I like the going home to Louisiana with Josh. How kind of the small church they went to, and you got to you can see how close he was with the family and everything, and how happy he was to see his friends, and which they all were, but. It looked like maybe he had the biggest performance.
Yeah, no, because we were counting. You counted. He counted how many people were in the audience.
Yeah, eight to 9,000.
Yeah, he literally was counting.
Yeah.
He's like 1, 2, 3. I was like, really? No, and it was neat seeing that side of Joshua. He was, because we've always said he seems a little like socially, like he's a little awkward when he's up on stage. He's been getting more relaxed. He's like, I don't know if he's bashful or what, but seeing him with his family, walking in his high school, seeing that emotion and just seeing him genuinely happy and just relaxed. And I loved his hometown.
Yeah, me too.
And seeing him on a private jet, like, that must be intoxicating for this kid. He's 19, you know.
His whole family, his whole family doesn't like to fly. And now he's the one that's kind of like, all right, we got to do what we got to do. Especially if it's a private jet.
Yeah.
You can't say no.
I mean, yeah. So what'd you think of the second song?
Second song for him?
Imagine.
Yeah. I like the fact that he was kind of pulled back in that performance. And I also like that he didn't know what he was going to do, and he heard that song on the radio and connected with it, and it was kind of like a sign that I need to do this song. Because it's not always about, because we know what he can do and the craziness that he can do with his voice, but with this song, he liked what it meant, and he connected to that, and it still had that Joshua finish at the end, which the judges talked about, and I felt the same way. It was cool to see him singing it in a higher key, and I've never heard it sang like that, so I thought it was cool. He had kind of a moment at the end. I don't think it was the best of the night, but it was cool. It was cool to see him do something like that.
I applaud you. I applaud you. I do applaud you for seeing that. Actually, having the foresight of seeing that deeply in it. I just thought it was hard for me to believe that he chose that song.
Really?
And he did mention that he chose it while riding along with Philip and Jessica.
Right, because you said you wanted Philip to sing that song.
Yeah. I thought someone would sing it this season, and if anyone, I would have thought it would have been Philip.
Well, I knew that he would. I knew that that Josh would sing it because what he does is sing all the songs that were on The Voice, and that song was sang by Adam Levine and one of the guys that was on his team. So
this season,
actually, you know what? Maybe it was a different song, but it was similar. Was it that song?
There's a lot of songs in the 60s.
There is. I don't know. I like. I think that story was true. I don't think he would, lie about it, but...
No, I'm not... Thanks for saying that. No,
but I don't know. I thought it was a cool performance because it was unexpected for him to do it.
Okay. All right. Yeah, for me, for some reason, I don't know if I felt fully connected, like I usually do with a Joshua performance where he's just exercising demons.
Right, like the last song he did?
Ah, very nice tease. And I know we're jumping up because we were going to go... Okay. Originally, we had talked about, this is JC's fault, we had talked about going judges, all the judges songs.
Whose fault?
JC.
Like, you're talking in the third person, JC? Oh, I was just like, who is he talking about?
You know,
who are you blaming?
Yeah, and if you guys, don't like him talking about in third person, make sure you let us know that on iTunes, where you can, go on there and download us for free. for free. Subscribe and comment. Say some, you know, make them feel better about it. They don't have to say any bad things.
Well, but, Ronnie Jr. is a huge fan of JC, and Ronnie Jr. goes on iTunes and makes nice comments about the American Idol after show. So we're good, I think, you know?
Yes, please comment about that. That'd be fantastic.
Mark agrees.
Mark agrees. There we go.
Idol Nation.
Really, Ronnie? No. All right. Well, then
I had too much sugar today. I'm sorry.
All right. So how do you want to play this, Mark? So do we want to move on to... Was it Philip or Jessica's
Jessica?
Song?
We can go with Jessica next. Do 2-2-2 and then...
Yeah, let's do that. So, Jessica. All right.
So, Jessica.
Yeah. All right. Now, her first song was My All, which we kind of got into, and I was surprised, hugely surprised by Jessica tonight, because, especially in the we're talking about this song, I don't think she hit it. And I'm a huge Mariah Carey fan. You know, I am one of the biggest, when I was growing up, I loved, a friend of mine stole a street sign that said Mariah and brought it to my house. True story.
I still have it up.
No, I don't know if I don't have it, but I was just like a little kid. I loved her. But
she's amazing. And the guy who plays acoustic guitar and electric guitar for American Idol gets so much shine time this year, especially with Jessica. Mm-hmm. I think he was in all three of her performances, and they always like start on him and then pan to her.
Yeah,
which means they're dating. But but yeah, you know what? This song is so incredibly hard to sing with the breathiness and all that stuff. But I think, you know, at first I was kind of taken back and like, you know, this is the most challenging song she has sang all year, I think.
Really?
I think this is the hardest. And I think listening to the record, you wouldn't necessarily think that it's a hard song to sing.
Mm-hmm.
But for her, it was. I think with the low stuff was the most challenging.
Exactly.
But I also think if you see Mariah Carey perform it live, it's going to be the same thing.
You think so? Okay.
Live is hard, but the cool thing about that was like so much of the verse were in the low octave that when she went to the chorus,
mm-hmm.
every time she went to the chorus, the crowd would scream because they got to see it kind of the song live, and I thought maybe she was gonna have a big finish. She didn't, but it was very challenging.
I was surprised, and that's okay. But we talked about this last week. Now that you're When it was top four, you stay in your lane. I think you should stay in your lane because you've got your fan base now. Or you need to have that moment.
Well, she is a big singer, though. I mean, that's what she's going to do. She is going to be the next Mariah, the next, mm-hmm. you know. So, I mean, this wasn't her choice.
That's right. It was J-Lo. What J-Lo was talking about, it was the judge's choice. And it was funny. J-Lo even said it was difficult. And I'm like, well, you guys picked it.
Yeah. So, I mean, and she should be able to slay this kind of stuff. And I think it's that difficult that she had trouble with it. I mean, just to even take on a song like that and do it. She did it justice. I mean, it wasn't terrible. It was good. You know, it was good. And we have talked about they're all good performances. But, I mean, the judges loved it. They thought it was beautiful, whatever. And Steven even said that she's going to win this thing. So is that the kiss of death, him pulling pulling for her like this? So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it was a good performance. It wasn't anything great. She didn't have a moment.
Right.
Maybe we had to be there. But
maybe she would have had a moment maybe on her second song, which was... Now, this is some crazy territory. Picking one of Steven Tyler's very own songs. Mm-hmm. He and Diane Warren for Armageddon, I Don't Want to Miss a Thing.
Right. One of the hugest songs ever. Wow. Everybody knows that song.
Yeah. And how she was three when the song came out.
Yeah. So. How did you like the song?
Once again. And I hate saying, we love Jessica, but I'm just trying to be as truthful as possible. I didn't like the second. It was okay. And that's what I'm in shock of that because Jessica has been awesome. This whole season.
Yeah.
For me today, I thought those first two songs, I wrote okay.
Yeah.
I just missed the connection. It's the low notes that challenge her. I think, and like you're saying, it challenges just about any singer.
Yeah. And that song is so structured, and we all know that song. It goes like this. It goes like this. This is the song. And she's following it the whole time, you know, and it's like, this is exactly what we expected it to happen. Like I wanted her to do something crazy with it.
Okay.
And she had a big finish but the beginning was just very okay for me. I do like the fact that she picked an Aerosmith song just because that kind of feeling you get like, you know, he's watching it on like, you know, we're all used to him singing, Steven singing it with Aerosmith. And I don't know, I like the whole thing, like, what is she going to do with it to make it different? You know, there was a kind of a cool feeling that, which makes it memorable. It doesn't necessarily make it a great performance. She ended it well. The whole beginning was very, very, very okay for me, but I guess it's very memorable because of the circumstances.
See, but you bring up a brilliant point. You were waiting for something. You were waiting for something, because that's what we've grown to expect, especially with Jessica and Joshua. If those are the two most dynamic singers in this whole competition. So you're waiting for that.
Exactly.
And I just didn't get it. So, and this is money time. I mean, this is it.
Yeah, because going into tonight, I had kind of, I'm not gonna say I lost faith in Philip, but I wanted them to come in and just slay everything. That way, just knowing going into the finale, if it is Josh and Jessica, which I kind of was rooting for those two to go head-to-head because they're so incredible and so crazy with their vocals that they do stuff that nobody else can do.
Right.
And they're both young and just, I was rooting for that. However, when we got into Phillip's first song, I was like, all right, you know what? I'm back. He's back. I'm back. Let's go.
I think you should just do the show alone. I'm going to tell you because it's same exact thought.
And, oh, yeah?
And it's hard for me because I'm trying to split my opinion from what, you know, my pride, because I called Philip from the beginning.
What'd you say when you called him?
I said, hey, I think you're going to win.
Oh,
and he's
cool.
Like, you got a number your daddy let you date? He said that a few weeks ago. He did not say that to me. I don't go, you know, anyway. But... Thank you, Ronnie.
That wasn't late.
I was losing faith in Philip, and I was like, what do I do? What do I do? Because I've picked him from the beginning, but Jessica and Joshua were killing it the last few weeks. And I was like, something has to happen tonight, and I think it did.
I think so, too.
That first song is it Mark Cohen? I don't know who sings that
Madcon,
song.
Madcon, he said?
Madcon.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I don't know the correct spelling. Is it just Madcon?
Like K-H.
Let us know.
K-A-H. And yeah, let us know. Yeah, chat roll if you guys know. Let us know who sings that song, but...
He did it a little bit lower, and he didn't go with the falsetto stuff, which I thought was brilliant, because even just starting that song... And knowing, thinking that you, that I'm like, I think I know that song. And when he started, I'm like, maybe not. And when the realization, when it got to the chorus, and I'm like, oh, I do know that song.
Yeah.
And how different and cool it was, immediate chills. I just loved the build that he did, playing the guitar. He had two drummers, and just that build into the chorus was just, it was one of my favorites, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're coming to the Philip side.
Yeah.
But you, I loved it, and I knew it was good because I was bobbing my head, and I always check to see if he's bobbing his head and you're bobbing your head too. And we're like, if you're not watching us, we were like side to side, like,
yeah.
And so was the audience. And you could tell he was feeling it. I thought that was the best song choice by the judges in that round.
I think so too.
You know,
Josh did show some crazy vocals and some crazy stuff that he can do. And Jessica was really, really good too. But I think overall, as a performance, I think Philip took it. Even though he didn't get a standing O, they stood up for Josh's vocals, but Philip just he brought it with that song. And you know, a wise man once said, "The sun in your face, the shadows fall behind you," and which I was like, actually, that's awesome. I've maybe heard that before.
Yeah, that is from Steven Tyler, or who we're starting to call him Fortune Cookie.
Yeah,
he just has these quotes. Sometimes they're great, sometimes not so much. But yeah, that was. Yeah. I was like, all right, that makes sense. So
Phil with that first song, when he is on, he is on. And
was he on the second song? The Matchbox 20 song.
Love Matchbox 20. Love Rob Thomas.
All right, so hit me. What'd you think?
All right, it was a good performance. It was nothing. He didn't have a moment. It was a cool staging. He brought back his saxophone chick, which we love. But I thought it was a cool performance. It was like, for me, it was like, you know, if you have an album of at least 11 songs, because I hate when people have an album without 11 songs on it.
Okay.
But I think it's more of like, you know, it's a song that's cool to listen to, but there was no moment. Mm-mm. I love the song Disease too, and you know, he changed the melody.
That's what it was, which
I mean, I like that kind of stuff too. I mean, that's stuff that I like to do as well, to make it different, make it your own.
Right.
Philip Phillips did so. Yeah, I mean, did you like the performance?
You know, I like when we disagree.
Uh huh.
So this isn't one of the moments, so because I agree with you.
Okay, Randy. Listen, you and Randy today, we just Randy, first of all, so we were all on the same page because Steven had said it was just okay, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then J-Lo said the same thing. And then it came to Randy. He's like, what, you guys didn't like it? And the crowd, even the crowd wasn't into it. Like they, I think they liked it, but they weren't crazy. They weren't booing them when they were just saying it was okay.
Right. Yeah, it was.
So what's up with that?
I think the part I didn't like, and it was going into the chorus, and maybe because I'm used to the Rob Thomas version, because mm-hmm. it's got a nice little like punch that goes into the chorus, and like he kicks it up vocally, mm-hmm. and Phillip's just kind of like,
which we kind of heard in the first song, we didn't hear that in the second song, which maybe that's why the first song was so great.
But then I even wrote down this. I said Phillips is setting them all up. He and Jimmy have a plan. Mm-hmm. I wrote that because I had a feeling that they were setting us up.
Start strong.
A dip in the middle, give the levels.
Yeah.
And with that said, let's move on to round three. Did he give them the levels? Do you want to, should we start with Phillip or should we save him for last?
Oh, okay, we could stay on him. I mean,
okay, all right. Phillip Phillips, we got tonight. Bob Seger. This mm-hmm. this is a classic song. This is a song that I would literally, my dad would go, my dad's from like Guatemala, he'd go, mijito, listen to this song. And it's like from like a beer commercial. And it's like, it's like one of those songs, like those Michelob beer commercials, like, you want to romance a girl? Get a Michelob tonight. Ooh. And it was like that. I was like, oh man. It had
That's
that,
what that reminded you of?
I had a weird upbringing.
But, I had to call you out of that. But Mark agrees.
Strong choice. He's killing it tonight. No, it was very, very, very... very strong choice by Jimmy. I thought it was the best song of the night for me. It was my favorite song because he appealed, using Jimmy's words, he appealed to both sexes.
Yeah, which you need to.
Yeah, and I've always said that that was Phillip's, the difference between Phillip and Colton. I thought girls love both guys, but I think certain, like, let's say certain, I think like red, you know, like the southern boys are going to like Phillip Phillips.
Right, just because it's not as...
isn't
boy bandy.
Yeah, you know, and I thought that was the difference. And in this song, I think he, you know, was like, yeah, it's a cool song.
Yeah, because like when that song started, and he didn't have a guitar, which mm-hmm. which was cool. He had to, you know, show that he didn't have a guitar, that he could perform without it. Those first few words, and just to hear, like I'm not very familiar with that song, mm-hmm. and to hear just how personal that song was. It was like he wrote it, like it was coming out. And when it got to the chorus and there was some, the higher stuff in the song, it wasn't perfect, but it didn't matter because it was so, he was so connected to that song and we were just drawn in. Like it was so personal. So mm-hmm. I don't know. I loved it. It was awesome.
I definitely think a lot of people did enjoy it. And let's take another opinion here. We've got Kat Munsell on the line, JC.
Yes, our special Woo! Guest. This is Kat Munsell from Zava Search. Hello, Kat. How are you?
Hey, good. How are you doing, Mark and JC? What's up?
Doing good.
So how what'd you think of the show tonight?
Oh, I thought it was amazing. You know, as we get further into the season, it just, everything is getting so much closer and so much tighter. It's just, it's crazy.
So you're in agreement with all of us. It was one of those nights, just those show-stopping nights. But let me quickly ask you, well, what exactly is Zava Search?
Zava Search is a... people search engine. And what that is we collect information that's all out there in public, from public records, and we bring it all together in one place. And it makes it a lot easier for people to reconnect with old friends, with family, all that sort of thing. I can't tell you how many stories of reunions that people have come back to us with after using Zava Search. So we're here to... and bring it, people together.
So that's cool. Now, how did you guys get involved into like predicting Idol and just being like this social media aggregator that you guys are? How did that come about?
Oh, well, you know, that's a real interesting thing because American Idol is all about real people. And it's kind of a demonstration of what you can do when you bring the information that's out there on people and you bring it all together. And we can show how that power of information can be used for productive things, and this is just one of those fun things we like to do. So,
You know, we've been following you guys pretty much all season. You know, at least I'd say about a third into the season, we just started really going by, and we've had great moments. And you guys have called a lot of stuff. Like last week, you guys called Phillip and Holly being in the bottom two, and Phillip, like we said, we never thought he was going to be in the bottom two, and you guys called it. So, I mean, How do you guys get all this? What's the secret? You can't get into it.
Like you said, but I can tell you that we have a prediction engine that we use, and I like to consider it sort of a cocktail of different factors that we bring in. We look at a lot of different social media factors, who's trending, what's happened overnight, all those sorts of things. They get mixed up and rolled into one, and it spits out some results, and we go with them.
So now that the show, you know, played on the East Coast first, was there anything different about tonight that you started any feedback just yet, or not just yet?
Well, you know, the bulk of our data comes in Thursday morning after it's had a time to set in with people and the chatter's been going on. So I don't really have anything concrete for you just yet, but it's coming.
How about let's say the last week or so, like outside of tonight, are there people trending, you know, one singer over the other, things like that? Or in the last 2 weeks, like, do you see like a momentum for one over the other?
Yeah, so it's interesting. You know, Phillip Phillips, he's wildly popular out there. But over the last few weeks, we've actually seen his numbers kind of trending down. And that was until today, where we saw this anomaly in his Facebook likes. In fact, since last week, he jumped 100,000 fans on Facebook.
Wow.
And that just, you know, really caught us as unreal. We did some more digging into it, though, and it looks like he might have had two Facebook fan pages out there, and they might have merged into one over this last week.
So how many total does he have now? Is it like 200,000?
He's near like 169,000, something like Facebook.
Just
and that was as of this morning, so it's probably gone up.
Wow. So, okay. Now, we know. Now, do you do other shows as well? Does Zabba Search like predict like other like reality competition shows like that, or are you looking to do that?
Well, right now we're just doing American Idol, but very shortly we're coming on with two more shows. We're going to be hitting up The X Factor and So You Think You Can Dance.
Oh, nice.
Excited about that. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, we do those here at AfterBuzz too. We'll definitely have to pick your brain a little bit more. And okay, now since you haven't run the numbers, I'm going to ask you a personal question here. Since you don't have, like I said, you don't have the program, it's not going to tell you who you think is going to go home by math. So we're going to ask your human brain skills. Who do you think's going home? Who do you think's going home tomorrow?
Well, I think it might actually be Joshua. And that's because, I mean, I think he's an amazing singer, but like everybody says, he's kind of got that throwback to the past thing. And if this had been American Idol with Dick Clark, I think he'd be the winner. But I'm not sure that's happening right now.
Interesting.
Awesome. So where can fans look at, you know, look at Zabba and just all the stats for, you know, who's going home, who's staying, all your predictions? Where can people find you?
So if you go to ZabbaSearch.com, we've got a link right on the homepage there, and it goes to American Idol Predictions. And every Wednesday, you'll be able to see our American Idol scorecard, where we kind of tally up what's been going on over the past week. And then Thursday morning by about noon, we've got our predictions on there.
Okay, so fans can check it out tomorrow at noon at ZabbaSearch.com and find out who you guys saying the computer says who's going home, kind of, you know, predicting basically before the show even airs, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, then we'll keep a lookout for that cat, and we'll keep in touch, of course, and definitely see who gets it right, if the computer, cat, or us gets it right next week.
Definitely. It's on.
All right, cat. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you again soon.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
You got it.
See ya.
See ya. Well, let's take a real quick commercial break and come back, and let's finish up with those last two songs and hit up our predictions and get out of Dodge.
Yep.
You're watching AfterBuzz.
Hey everybody, John Comerford here. I've got my Mad Men with me.
Kevin Undergaro.
Phil Svitek.
For all you fans of Mad Men, we're your AfterBuzz TV hosts of Mad Men. Every Sunday right after the show, 9:30, we're breaking down the episode.
And you can also check us out on iTunes and YouTube the following morning.
We're going to get into the imagery, the symbolism, the structure. We give you all the information on Mad Men that the other podcasts out there don't.
Very insightful. You're going to love it. Check us out.
Please. Hello, everybody. We are the LA Complex crew, and we are here with Andre Fuller from the LA Complex, who plays Caldrick King. And you can catch LA Complex every Tuesday night on the CW at 9 o'clock. After that, come to our AfterBuzz TV show, where we do a recap of the LA Complex. We talk about Raquel. We talk about sex tapes. We talk about, you know, relationships. And you can catch us live at 10 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, AfterBuzzTV.com. If you can't catch us live, go ahead and swing over to YouTube the next day. You can rate, you can comment, watch us. iTunes, same thing. Download, rate, comment. And we would love to hear your feedback. And we love to support, guys. So please, please, please support us and support the LA Complex. Buzz you later.
Hey guys, this is the AfterBuzz TV crew for The Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Woo!
Don't forget to tune in every Monday night at 8 p.m. to see
Adrian Vero,
Deanna Vaughn,
Susan Hahn,
Giselle Ugarte.
Buzz you later.
AfterBuzz TV. What do you want to buzz about?
All right, we're back.
I know what I want to buzz about.
What do you want to buzz about? I think Ronnie actually wants to buzz something about something before we do. What's up, Ron?
I do. Well, Marissa and I both, you know, we're huge video game people. And the thing is, like, a lot of, by doing AfterBuzz and talking about American Idol, Bachelorette, The Voice, all these shows that we do, a lot of people have been coming to us with offers. So I'm just kind of spreading that knowledge back. The one I wanted to tell you, I wanted to tell you about right now is the free 15-day trial for Gamefly.com. All you got to do is go to Gamefly.com/AfterBuzzTV. When doing so, you get the 15-day free trial. So it's pretty simple like that. And if you are asking what is Gamefly, I would say it's the Netflix for video games. So that's kind of like the breakdown too.
Nice.
All the consoles, PlayStation, Xbox, Wii, the whole deal, over 8,000 games. So it's just information that we have. And if you want to get that 15-day trial, just do Gamefly.com the regular way and then /AfterBuzzTV. Very simple.
Oh, that totally helps.
Everybody wins.
Anyone gamer? I'm a gamer.
Well, I will tell you who's a gamer. Idol Nation is a gamer. So there you go. You're done. That's it. That's it. Idol Nation. Ronnie Jr. says so.
It's got the Ronnie Jr. stamp of approval. All right. No, we still had to touch upon two songs from the third round, and they were all Jimmy's Choice. And first off, Joshua Ledet's Mary J. Blige.
Right.
No More Drama.
Yeah, Jimmy's pick for that. And I felt like that was the biggest moment for me, that song. At the end of it, like I didn't expect that big of a finish. Mm-hmm. And they had talked about how she sang that song on the Grammys and killed it, and it was going to be hard for him, and he was nervous to even sing that song. And that moment at the end when he ripped the jacket off, and J-Lo said exactly what I was thinking, that he knows he's going to rip off the jacket, but it's the fact that how smooth it was and how he still, there was so much feeling in it, and kind of how he just, the whole ending was just amazing for me.
He's in the moment.
Because like obviously he can slay the song and he's saying it great or whatever. But the end moment, and I was just like you last week in the chair, just going back and back.
Yeah.
And I just I did not expect that for him. And I think that's because of this moment is the reason that I think he's going to stay.
Really, that moment, that song. Okay.
So that's half of my predictions for later. However, what did you think about that song?
I was torn because I absolutely loved the second half of the song. It destroyed it. Mm-hmm. It was ridiculous. He does what Joshua, he did it with, you know, It's a Man-Man's World last week.
Right.
He did the same thing. But the first half for me, I was okay with it.
Yeah.
And the problem is I want great. We're at that moment. I want great from start to finish.
You got to build, man. You got to build.
No, I understand that. I understand that. And Joshua's the master at doing that.
Yeah.
He's great at like the Indie Irie song that he did a few weeks ago. He had that slow start. He reeled you in.
Yeah.
Ooh, and, which Indie Irie song was it?
Oh,
I love the Ready for Love song. Man, I hope it was that one. I don't think it was actually.
Wasn't it Ready for Love?
I have no vocal talent, but I would. Oh, karaoke.
I think it was actually the Ready for Love song. So
Ready for Love.
We got Ronnie singing. Okay.
Absolutely not.
Why don't you After Buzz exclusive yourself on that?
No. Ronnie Jr. doesn't want to.
Next time.
There we go. No
lightsaber out.
No, that's how they do the After.
Mm-hmm, okay. Sure.
Okay, I'm going to quit while I'm behind. It was good. It was.
I felt like the vibe was cool. Like I mean, he was kind of bouncing around a little bit too much, whatever. But I thought it was a cool.
Vibe. No. Hey. You feel what you feel, man.
Yeah.
I thought it was okay. I thought the second if it was just the second half, I'm like, I'm sold.
Right.
But then once again, I thought this is it. This is going to be her redemption song, Jessica with Jackson 5. I'll Be There. Mm-hmm. And I thought Jimmy, I was like, brilliant. And I love that choice because I thought about it right away.
Wait, like, somebody performed Redemption Song by Lauryn Hill? Oh my God, sorry. I'm just like really. I'm like
close. No. It was the Jackson 5. I Will Be There later, done by Mariah Carey,
which we heard a lot of Mariah from.
From
Sanchez today.
Yeah, BB Chez.
Jinx.
Yeah, I thought this was going to be the perfect song for her. and it was okay again. You know, it was the best out of her three. I will say that's why I had for me. You know, I even said she had a run. She had a perfect Mariah line. And Randy even said he wished she would have done Mariah's version more.
Right.
It would have shown off her voice, which is her lane.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. It was odd for me tonight. It was like a head scratcher night for me with Jessica.
Yeah. I mean, it was all kind of mediocre or whatever. But I too loved this pick from Jimmy for Jessica. But once I just don't think she pulled it off completely. Like, it was a good performance, but she didn't have a moment again.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the whole fact of like he wanted to pick a Jackson 5 song because it was like, you know, kids getting that the older crowd into it. And, you know, I don't know, she sang it good, but it wasn't anything special again. Mm-hmm. We know she's great. For me, that wasn't my favorite of the three. I liked her first one better than this one just because, I don't know, as a whole, I guess it was better. But mm-hmm. This was just another okay performance.
Demile. All right, so before we go to predictions, let's real quick, what was your favorite song tonight?
Favorite song tonight? I am going to say what your favorite one was as well. for Phil. But, I mean, I think right behind that was Joshua's last song for me.
Mary J.
Yeah.
Yeah, I we'll have to second that notion. I hate when we agree. Yeah, Phillips, Bob Seger, just... The melody, what won him the night was he didn't Philip Phillips the song.
Yeah.
The first time this season, mm-hmm. he didn't Philip Phillips it. He wanted to.
Right.
It was like in the first verse, or second verse, he was like in the middle, and he was like, and I was like, no.
Well, that's what's so good about this show is that you can see what works and what doesn't work because you sing a billion songs throughout the course of the show, and you kind of see that, you know, like the more fast-paced songs, or maybe if you're going to take it, you know, and totally Philip Phillips the whole song, then it's the right time. But for this song, where it's so intimate and it's so personal, that you want just to deliver the lyrics, and that's what he did, it felt like.
All right, so then, with that said, let's make our, I guess, move to our predictions, yeah. Our final predictions.
I'm down with that.
All right.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
And be sure to remember, if you're watching us live on AfterBuzzTV.com, to stick around for another exciting episode of Revenge. It gets salty and saucy with the girls in here coming up in a minute. But let's move
saucy on. And salty?
I don't know. I just I make it up as a goo.
JC does that.
So, all right, predictions. Who goes? Who stays?
Well,
we got Kat. Kat says that Josh is going home,
mm-hmm.
and that's what she says. So yeah. Let's see what the computer says tomorrow morning. But
so my bottom two is, wow, I think it's going to be Josh and Jessica in the bottom two.
Is that your final answer?
And I think the person that's going to go home is Jessica.
Lock in your answer. Is it locked in?
Locking in.
Locked in. Ready?
That's them in.
And you are.
Cue the music.
Correct.
What do you think?
And you are correct because I agree with you.
What?
Yeah.
Really? You think it's guys' night?
I do. Unfortunately, I really wanted Jess to stay, but I just tonight. I don't know if she, the song choice or something. I think the bottom two are going to be Joshua and Jessica.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, unfortunately, and I really wanted a girl to stay. I really, you know, even wanted to win, but.
Yeah, I mean, I hope there's no awful duets, but I think it's going to be both guys in there. I mean, like I said before, going into the show, I wanted to have these two huge voices, guy versus girl, and just be a crazy finale. But Philip proved tonight that he can still compete with them. So
yeah, he pulled the rabbit out of the hat tonight. So I think definitely Philip's the one that's staying in the finals, and he will be facing off against Joshua. So that does it for us tonight. So, Mark, where can they find you, buddy?
That's a good question. You can find me on Twitter, Mark E. Allen. What about you, JC?
You can find me at The Everyday Man at Twitter. And Ronnie, what about you, bud?
You can find me at Ronnie Jr. Media and my blog, randomlyronniejr.com.
Nice. And is Marissa still back there?
You can find her at Marissa Movies.
Ah, nice. That's and it. You can find all of us at AfterBuzz TV. We'll see you next week for the final.
Woo!
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz later. I did that in Spanish.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.